We are talking about $400 million in the coming year, and it comes from a variety of things. It comes from higher fuel taxes, it comes from higher registration fees, and it comes from still unnamed other parts of the budget. The belief is that economic growth will basically be able to cover some of the costs of road repairs. But, you know, the complaint is that this doesn't really kick in all the way until 2021. And Rick Snyder and the state's business interests have been out there saying that we need a minimum of $1.2 billion. Well, right now, which is the root of a lot of the frustration that you just referred to.
So we're not going to have the more than $1 billion that people say we need until 2020?
2021.
And is it reasonable to think that this economic growth is going to happen in the future enough to cover these costs?
Well, that's just it. That the governor says that we've got economic models, they seem realistic, and so they're confident in them. But as we know very well in Michigan, where we have a cyclical economy, especially when it comes to the auto industry, that is not guaranteed. And half of the money that we're talking about for roads is actually directly tied into the political process. It's got to be appropriated by the legislature, and no legislature can guarantee what future legislatures are going to do.
So they're going to fight about this in the future, then, about where this money should come from?
Well, it's certainly a possibility.
Where is the new revenue coming from?
Well, the new revenue is coming from an increase in the fuel tax, and that will be indexed to inflation for the first time. So at least, you know, the gas tax revenue won't be flat regardless of what happens with inflation and the economy. Another thing, and this has been hanging around, this has been a controversy for a long time, is what's called diesel parity, that diesel vehicles, and that primarily means heavy trucks, will now pay the same percentage fuel taxes as everyone else. And then after that, there's registration fees, and maybe you've heard about this, referred to as the birthday tax, because usually that's about the time that people renew their registrations. And so we're looking at an average increase for drivers of about $20 per there. So that's where the revenue comes from, and it basically ramps up over time. So that, eventually it reaches that $1.2 billion in 2021.
So just to go through this, the gas tax is going to go up for people like you and me when we go to the
mm-hmm.
pump.
Yes.
The diesel tax is going to be raised for truckers, basically.
Yes.
And then registration fees are going to go up a bit.
For everyone, yes.
Rick, this deal has critics, and we actually heard from an IPR listener, Dixon Dutterar, this past week. He lives in Harbor Springs, and he called in to express his displeasure with this deal.
It seems like even after all these years, there's no increase in fees that are going to be levied on the trucking industry, and that the money raised here is either going to be robbing the general fund or hitting the consumers, but not business, and especially not the trucking industry.
What Dixon Dutterar was talking about was a call in the past for raising the fees for overweight trucks. In fact,
right.
Governor Snyder had actually talked about this, had advocated for this raise. What happened with that?
Well, actually, I checked with the Michigan Department of Transportation on this, and they say that the weight tax will actually increase. On a standard 18-wheeler, it will go up to about almost $2,000 a year, a $330 increase. So there is, something on something dealing with weight. And this controversy has been hanging out for a long time because there's a disagreement on what the impact of weight actually is, because, yes, Michigan does allow heavier trucks, but it also requires that weight to be dispersed over more axles. And so experts at MDOT say that as a practical matter, that sort of makes up for the difference.
this roads funding issue, it became an epic saga in Lansing. I mean, it took years to get this.
4 years.
How come we couldn't find consensus quicker on the best way forward? I mean,
because everyone had different ideas about how to do it. I mean, remember, the legislature, it's not an it, it's a them. 110 in the state House, 38 in the state Senate. And you've got to get a majority of both of those chambers to come to an agreement, and then with each other, on how to go ahead. And some people weren't comfortable with increasing the fuel taxes by a lot. You know, people up north where, you know, trucking is a big part of the logging industry didn't really like the idea of increasing diesel taxes. Even the registration fees were controversial because some, you know, people who were looking ahead to future election bids were thinking, oh, right, that now every year when people go in to register their car and notice that it costs more now, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, that was my legislator. And so there's just a diversity of beliefs on how to get there. And you had to stitch together an agreement that brought in enough people. That it's just that simple and not that simple.
Rick Pluta is Capital Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, always a pleasure.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News Radio.